last year.
Yeah, it's really important and that he hasn't been, that he gets an opportunity fairly early in this. We're real happy with what he's doing with the Moose, with the role that he's in, the amount of ice time he's getting, the number of touches with the puck. So we're trying to, I don't know if we say change his role, but put him back in a position that he was in when he came out of college. You know, he was an important two-way player that can handle the puck and make some plays and do more than just check. Not that that's not a solid role here, but so that part's been really good. You know, and if you usually pull a kid out of the minors and he's a young guy, we wouldn't consider him a rookie. And we've got five veterans out of our lineup, so it's good to bring a guy in from the minors who's got at least a year under his belt, and he fits right into the room, and you're not worried really about what he's going to give you. The entire year, you wouldn't have had 10 clips of him making a mistake defensively. We just wanted to have more video on him creating some things and being the player that we believe he is.
You touched on it. You guys just keep getting younger and younger by subtraction. Yeah. And I mean, he did spend some time, but there's got to be challenges for you in that.
Sure, there are, but there's always a payoff with that. So when we look at the game last night, like Nick Ehlers, his last two or three games, he's skating as well as he's ever skated. He's got to get a handle on the puck on a few things, but I don't even talk about him as a young guy anymore because the other guys get that TV time now. That's the positive. Josh Morrissey's play defensively. There's with a young lineup, and even when you have a tough night like last night, you play hard, you put a lot at the net, you don't get rewarded for it. There's a real payoff to this because you're getting young players in really important roles. The more injuries they have, the further up the depth chart these young players go. So now you have got Morrissey and either Line A or Ehlers or Connor playing against the best players in the NHL. That's invaluable experience for them.
Paul, go ahead.
There's nothing's changed. Sean Mathias goes on IR today, and we will look at his injury the same as Brian Little's. It's going to be some time.
Good time to play, that's true.
He could, yes.
Stafford?
No.
Andrew, how specific is your idea of what you might want to use him for this week?
Oh, it's specific. It changes by who's on his wings. He's going to go in. If he goes in, it'll be at center ice position. I've got Lowry and Scheifele and Perreault ahead of him in the offensive part of the game. So he wants to come in and play the same game last year, but hopefully with a little bit more confidence, a little more leg drive, and a little more maturity. And burn it, you know, earn a few more minutes a game. That's how his role changed. It goes from 6 to hopefully 9 to 12 sometime this year, and then, you know, he would compete with Adam Lowry in terms of that role.
What did you think of Melchiori and Sherratt yesterday?
I've liked Mel right from when he came back in last year. His compete, big man moves. He's at that age in his career. He's not afraid to play the game hard against other players. He's not excusing himself out there. I think Benny Sherratt has played a higher level on the right side this year than on the left. I like him over on the other side. So I like those two guys as a pair.
I've been tinkering a lot with your units. So I know a lot of armchair coaches.
Yeah.
I know why Patrick is on your second unit at this point.
Well, let's just do a breakdown of the goals before you panic about this, right? So he's got 6. We like all of them. One's a 5-on-5 goal, one's a 3-on-3 goal, one's a 5-on-3 goal, one's a 6-on-4 goal, so he's got 2, 1 on each unit. So that would be why. He's also, and I know everybody understands, it's a right-handed shot, so, and he likes to shoot it from a certain place on the ice specifically. So if you'd watched, for those concerned would watch the game last night, they would notice the number of left-handed shots that are on the ice with Alex Ovechkin. We've got a handful of left-handed shots. One's Kyle Connor, that's a rookie. One's Nick Ehlers, that played last year as a rookie. And we've got Matty Perreault, who really has to be on that second unit because he's the face-off guy, because you need somebody to take the face-off. So that should give you enough. Other than that, I haven't thought about it.
you mentioned the number of shots you guys are getting. I know when we ask you about teams getting a lot of shots against you, it comes down to scoring chances. Do you like the balance that you're getting shots versus quality scoring chances?
In the last 4 or 5, I'm a little more comfortable with it. our even strength chances against are so much better than they were last year, so much closer to right. Our rush defense is an awful lot better. And what's I guess encouraging about that, these are all in games that we're playing from behind in, you know, six or seven of them, in fact, playing from behind, which is usually where you open your game up. And there were a few in the third, late in the second, that wouldn't be there in a game necessarily if you're tied or you're leading. So there's big pieces of that I like.
Stewart, an option for tomorrow?
Yes. Well, we're going to wait till tomorrow, but yeah. It's Mark would have played last night. He came off in the morning skate, and I just couldn't in good conscience ask him to do that.
What does it say about, no surprise to people who are around him, but what does it say about Adam Lowry, the way he owned the situation? It's obviously not one player's fault, but the way he took responsibility about what happened last night late in the game?
Well, he's a born leader, this young man. He's naturally like that, honest, upfront about his game. I'm really hopeful that there is a valuable lesson without a confidence loss in it, because he's played as well as we would have hoped going back 2 years ago in the playoffs, where we thought he's really going to be this kind of player, and it was a kind of a flatline year for him last year, which you see happens to a lot of second year players. And now he comes back. What he never really had before was speed early in the year. And his skating now, his power, his drive. He and Joel Armia have a great chemistry together. Joel may eventually get to an offensive game that takes him off that line, but right now they're a real, real solid line, really comfortable with them. And you look, there's a bunch of different ways to look at that, but that play didn't need to happen either, so everybody gets a piece of it.